Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures, and today 22 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible, and today we are entering our fourth week of reading. We're reading this together, and we will read the whole Bible this year together as a community, even though we may be separated by many miles. We have listeners from around the globe, from 92 countries, and from 6 out of 7 continents. By the way, if you are listening from Antarctica, let me know because I may have missed you. I'm Father Alexis, and today is January 22nd, and we commemorate St. Timothy the Apostle, one of the 70, and disciple of St. Paul. When we left off yesterday, Moses and Aaron have been trying to convince Pharaoh to let their people go, and Egypt has been nearly destroyed by a multitude of plagues, but the worst is still to come. And while we read together, listen for the word Pascha. It's a Greek word for Passover. And this event, the Passover, or the Pascha, of the people of Israel, is a sign which will point us to the Pascha of Christ. Let's begin. Exodus chapters 10 through 12. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that these signs may come upon them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your children and your children's children in how many things I mocked the Egyptians and my wonders I wrought among them. And you shall know I am the Lord." So Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said to him, "Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so they may serve me. Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring an abundance of locusts into your territory, and they shall cover the face of the earth, so no one will be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of what is left of the land's abundance which remains to you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which grows up for you out of the field. They shall fill your houses, the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor their forefathers saw, since the day they were on the earth to this day." So Moses turned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go so they may serve their God. Do you not yet know Egypt is destroyed?" So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go, serve the Lord your God." "But who are the ones going?" Moses replied, "We will go with our young and old, with our sons and daughters, with our sheep and oxen, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." Then he said to them, "Let the Lord be with you when I let you and your little ones go, but not your belongings, for evil lies before you. Not so, but let the men go and serve God, for that is what you desired." Then they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, and let the locusts come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, everything the hail left." So Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord brought a south wind on the land all that day and night. When it was morning, the south wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in very great abundance on all the territory of Egypt. Previously there were no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them, for they covered the face of the land, and the land was wasted. They ate every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees left by the hail. There remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, "I've sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore, pardon my sin yet this time and pray to the Lord your God that he take away from me this death." So Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed to God. Then the Lord brought in from the opposite direction a strong wind from the sea, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, and let there be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness that may be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. No one saw his brother for 3 days, nor did anyone rise from his bed for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go serve the Lord your God. Only let your sheep and oxen be kept back. Let your belongings also go with you." But Moses said, "No, but you must give us whole burnt offerings and sacrifices, that we may sacrifice to our Lord our God. Thus our cattle shall go with us, not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God, and even we do not know in what manner we shall serve the Lord our God until we arrive there." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, "Depart from me. Take heed to yourself that you see my face no more, for in the day you see my face, you shall die." So Moses said, "You have spoken well. I will never see your face again." Now the Lord said to Moses, "I will bring yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here. Speak now secretly in the hearing of the people, and let everyone ask from his neighbor articles of silver and gold and clothing." So the Lord gave the people grace in the sight of the Egyptians, and they lent to them. Moreover, the man Moses was very great before the Egyptians, and before Pharaoh and all his servants. Then Moses said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. Then there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again, but against not even one of the descendants of Israel, be it man or cattle, shall a dog snarl its tongue, that you may know the Lord shall make a wide distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these your servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, 'Go from here, and all the people who follow you.' After that, I will go out." Then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. But the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not heed you, that I may multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt." So Moses and Aaron did all these signs and wonders in the land of Egypt before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel depart from the land of Egypt. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the family households, a lamb for each home. If there be too few in a household, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of souls. He will make his count in lambs according to the needs of each one. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it from the sheep or the kids. Then you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat. They shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, nor shall you break a bone of it, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. Thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Pascha. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute vengeance. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No servile work shall be done on them, and whatever must be done by each soul, this only shall be done by you. So you shall keep this commandment, for on the same day I will bring your army out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, Go away and take a lamb for yourselves according to your families and sacrifice the Pascha. Then you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood in the basin. But none of you shall go out from the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass by the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. Now you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your children forever. So if you enter the land the Lord shall give you, as he promised, you shall keep this service. Thus it shall be when your children say to you, What does this service mean? That you shall say, This is the paschal sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed down and worshipped. Then the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. Now it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive woman in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the cattle. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in all the land of Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. Go and serve the Lord as you said. Take also your sheep and oxen and go, and bless me as well. The Egyptians also urged the people so as to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We shall all be dead. So the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. Thus the children of Israel did as Moses commanded them, and they asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, gold, and clothing. Now the Lord gave the people grace in the sight of the Egyptians, who lent to them. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides their belongings. A mixed multitude also went up with them, along with sheep, oxen, and a great deal of cattle. Then they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because the Egyptians drove them out, and they could not remain, nor had they prepared for themselves provisions for the journey. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt and in the land of Canaan was 430 years. Then it came to pass at the end of the 430 years that the entire army of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt by night. It is a night of vigil to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of vigil to the Lord for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the law of Pascha. No foreigner shall eat it, but every man's servant bought with money, when you circumcise him, then he may eat it. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat it. In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones. All the congregation of the children of Israel shall keep it. But when a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Lord's Pascha, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and sacrifice it, and he shall be as a native of the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat it. One law shall be for the native-born and for the stranger who dwells among you." Thus all the children of Israel did, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. So it came to pass, on that very same day, that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt with their army. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 11. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God. I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies laugh at me. For all who wait upon you shall not be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed who act lawlessly in vain. Make known your ways to me, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day. Remember your compassion, O Lord, and your mercy, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor of my ignorance, but remember me according to your mercy, because of your loving kindness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will instruct sinners in his way. He will guide the gentle in judgment. He will teach the gentle his ways. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth for those who seek his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my sin, for it is great. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 19 through 23. My son, give heed to my word and incline your ear to my words, that your fountains may not fail you. Guard them in your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing for all their flesh. Keep your heart with all watchfulness, for from these words are the issues of life. Put away from yourself a crooked mouth, and remove unrighteous lips far from you. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 36. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!" And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. In the gospel reading we just heard from Matthew, Jesus tells the apostles not to be afraid. Now I can understand why they were afraid. They're in a boat, it's the middle of the night, there's a storm, the waves are tossing the boat around, the wind is blowing hard, and Jesus wasn't with them in the boat. Suddenly, there he is approaching them, walking on the water. They've not seen anything like that before, and they think it might even be a ghost. Those are ingredients for a nice batch of fear. This isn't the first time that Jesus had calmed a storm for them while they were on rough seas, but last time, Jesus was with them on the boat when it happened. And this time, although the storm is eventually calmed, Jesus asks Peter to walk out on the water to him during the storm. He's teaching them that his peace is with them always, whether they are surrounded by a storm or not. I remember when our kids were very young, we would sit in a chair in their room at bedtime. It calmed them to know we were there. And every night we would move the chair a little further away from their bed until the chair was just outside the room. If they called out, we would say, "I'm right here." Gradually, they got used to being alone and able to sleep without us. The fathers of the church say that that was what Jesus was doing, gradually helping his disciples to grow in courage and freedom from anxiety. Now, Jesus makes a number of imperative statements that we have recorded in the Gospels, specific commands, around 125, and they range on different themes. One of the most common themes is to love your neighbor, but actually it's not the most common. The most common imperative statement is on the theme of not being afraid. The more we are aware of Christ's presence with us, the more confident we are that we will be all right. It doesn't mean that all the storms will stop, but that if He's with us, we don't have to be afraid. We can weather the storm. I like what Father Thomas Hopko once said. "Don't be anxious, don't be afraid. These are the teachings of Christ to us from God Himself, and they are commandments. Be not anxious, be not afraid, have fear for nothing, and be anxious about nothing. Because God is with you. He cares about you. He takes care of you. He is with you. He's afflicted and He suffers with you. He clothes you with Himself. He feeds you with His own body and blood. His life is your life. Our life is His life. Everything that He has, He gives to us. But we have to go through the cross and suffer with Him, but without anxiety and without fear. Be not anxious, be not afraid, I am with you, says the Lord." I really appreciate Father Tom's words there, and reading the Bible together, being part of a community, reminds us that God is with us. I'm glad we're doing this together. I'm Father Alexis, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And remember, Christ is in our midst.